For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hurricanes had a little hard time holding a lead last night against the Philadelphia Flyers. They had a 1-0 lead, didn't hold that, had a 2-1 lead, didn't hold that. Fortunately, when they got the 3-2 lead, the game was over. Seth Jarvis sent everybody home happy. The man in charge of the open ice broadcast last night, Tripp Tracy, who along with Shane Willis and Cam Ward and Justin Williams and Jack Drury, who made his TV debut, I guess. Tripp Tracy joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you?
What's up, AG? I'm doing well. I'm another hotel room in Washington and trying to get my 50-year-old frame going. For this incredibly exciting game that's going to happen tonight, and thinking back to over the years of guys that have played in places for a long time, made big-time contributions and come back. So this is going to be, I think it's perfect for this team that starting tonight and then early next week that Kuznetsov is going to make a return here to Washington and then Gensel, because I think that will only help them feel that much more part of the group after that. Finding a way to probably thanks in central part to Freddie Anderson to win last night.
Yeah, I talked to Rod and I asked, I couldn't believe that Freddie was not one of the three stars, since he's probably the only reason they won the game. Now, there were good plays made in front of him, around him, all of that, but I thought Freddie was excellent, and how he gets left off that list, again, it's not that big a deal. But Anderson was so good because Carolina wasn't the better team. They weren't bad. They were a little messy. I asked Rod about it, and I think he owns it more to mental fatigue than physical.
Yeah, AG, I agree. I mean, I think, hey, at the end of the day, let's just take the last two games because it's another opponent in a similar spot tonight. With the Islanders and the Flyers and now the Capitals, because the Hurricanes have earned their position in the standings, it's pretty darn tough. Even with the maturity of the group that I've admired big time, to create the level of desperation that's required based on where the Hurricanes are at and where, say, the Islanders are at, Flyers last night, Capitals tonight. And I admire the fact that the Hurricanes have played as well as they have, because they're not where those other teams are at. And the one other thing I would say about last night, I don't know if you talked to Rod about it, last night was based totally on necessity. I don't know if it'll be the same tonight. Cable Teravine is on the trip, but there's no question at this point, it's a challenge for this group and their forward flow when they go 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. Yeah. I mean, it's clear that that's far from ideal at this point in time. And I think that was a factor in the fact that, that last night, even though totally admirably they won the hockey game, that it didn't look like the last couple had.
No, it did not. We talked about a number of things. But by the way, I don't know what research you've already done on this, but if my eyes are correct, and who knows, this is the 13th set of back-to-backs that Carolina will have played so far this year. And I think there's one more after this. I think this is the penultimate set of back-to-backs. The Hurricanes are 16-5-3 overall in the back-to-backs, 9-3 in the first half, 7-2-3. I mean, I don't know if that's better or not in the second half. It's one less loss. What do you owe to that, other than they're just good?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Conditioning, that ever since Rod became, the head coach, you knew that they'd be as well-conditioned or perhaps a top-conditioned team in the National Hockey League. Depth and balance. And circumstantially, when I look at this back-to-back tonight and thinking about the most recent one last weekend, when you can win a game like you did in Toronto last Saturday night but not feel great about the way you played, you had a strong inclination and feeling in your gut that you were going to play well. You're going to play much more complete Hurricanes hockey in Ottawa, which is what happened. So
right. You
get lessons learned from a win, and every bit of my gut and intuition says that the Hurricanes are going to have a very similar complete effort to what they had in Ottawa after, game in a lot of ways. Don't get me wrong. They dug in and the grit and some of the same factors last night. And, it's only been 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks, actually, AG, as we do this, 2 weeks maybe to the moment that Evgeny Kuznetsov stepped on the ice halfway through practice, having flown from Charlotte, where he was in the American Hockey League. This is going to be a night that, every other player will probably forget on the roster, but it'll be a memory that Evgeny Kuznetsov will have for the rest of his life. And you know that all of his new teammates are going to want to do their very, very best to make that a great memory. So that's why I think about Evgeny returning here to Washington tonight, Gensel next week, that it's the perfect time for these two deadline acquisitions to play their former teams.
I asked Rod about Evgeny. He thinks it's going to be a difficult night for him emotionally because of how much time and all the relationships. And while he's obviously enjoying his new surroundings, although I'm not sure he was one of the best players last night, he says very kindly. But this is just going to be a difficult night for him. And how he manages the emotions of it all is going to tell a lot.
AJ, I talked to him for quite a while on Wednesday. I've gotten to know him pretty well. And, he knew it was going to be a challenge focusing on last night because he knew that tonight was coming. And his play reflected that.
Yeah.
For, I think, very understandable reasons last night. How it's going to go for him individually tonight, my gut, and I could be dead wrong, says he's going to have a big night. That's what my head's telling me, my expanding 50-year-old gut. But the reason Rod says what he did, because I can remember it like yesterday, I mean, Rod's in the Philadelphia Flyers Hall of Fame. He easily could have won a Stanley Cup there. And I remember vividly not just Rod's first visit to Philadelphia being a Flyers legend, but the first several. I mean, I think he got a big shootout winner. I don't know if it was his first game, but one of those first returns back. But he's lived in it. He's not just been a player that has returned after a long period of time to play his former team, but a Flyers legend.
Yeah.
And Evgeny Kuznetsov returns here, and a lot of people, I think maybe even most people, would say that, when they won the Stanley Cup in 2018, that it should have been Kuznetsov, not Ovechkin, who won the Conn Smythe. So Rod's leaning on that shared experience, knowing it was for him, having lived the experience, just observed it. I don't know why my gut tells me Kuznetsov's going to have a big night, but it does.
Yeah, Caps are banged up tonight. No TJ Oshie, no Alexei Protas. And, we haven't seen officially, but I can't imagine Tom Wilson is going to play with a pretty lengthy suspension being handed down by the NHL. He had an in-person is having an in-person hearing. They don't invite you for afternoon tea when you're invited to the NHL for an in-person hearing, it means a multiple game suspension is coming your way. Seth Jarvis played really well with Jordan Staal and Jordan Martinook for a long stretch of time, and now I don't know if Carolina is reaping the benefits of that experience, because Seth always has played kind of a tenacious willingness to throw his body around type of a game. But it appeared to me last night that Rod put 37 with 11-48 for a reason. I'm wondering if we're going to see that tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if, first of all, as we talked about earlier at AG, you're hoping that Teravainen, who's on the trip, is going to play.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at 12 forwards because I already established the challenge of 11. I know he took a penalty that he shouldn't have taken in the third period. I would have loved to have seen the initial contact called two on that bump with that the flyer knee. It might have been Farabee on Freddie Anderson's head in the crease. But either way, we all know that Andre should not react to that, and he's got to learn it. And that's mental toughness more than anything. Aside from that moment that he'd like to have back and needs to permanently be in the rearview mirror, I did think that his third period last night was the best period that he's had in a stretch of time. He got on the body, and until proven differently, I mean, for me, not running around, but there seems to be a direct correlation when Svechnikov plays like a true power forward that everything else seems to fall in line. And there's a reset when you're playing with those two guys that you mentioned that could be a very good reset for him.
I mean, it's a teachable moment. I saw it in the second period, and my tweet was somebody is being, to the offense, somebody's going to school. Somebody's being sent to class. And when you play, there's only one way to play with those guys. And Rod basically admitted that, this was sort of a lesson. Look, I know Rod said he might take Jarvis and put him back with Staal and Martinook. If I was wagering, I would say he's not. When Jesper Foss draws back in, I think they go back together. Because I just don't think that you can take right now Jarvis, Aho, and Gensel away from each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can. Because you want that chemistry to continue to build. I don't see in the big picture how they're going to be anything but together. Going to school, or in life, sometimes it takes many, many failed tests before you really have the most important test and then you get it. And so I will always remain very hopeful. And my hope would be, AG, that it's not a tough penalty, say, for Svechnikov in a playoff game.
Right.
It's a higher ceiling, less of a consequence if it happens in a regular season game. So you want to be that person that learns that ultimate lesson without a consequential price, however you get there. I don't know. You talked to Rod. I haven't spoken with him yet, toying with the idea. Andre is going to be fired up for the game tonight. Ovechkin on the other side, yep. Red hot Ovechkin. So I wouldn't necessarily dismiss putting Andre on Kuznetsov's wing, because I feel like you're going to get Andre's best tonight.
Well, they need it. By the way, is Senor Maniscalco back?
Yeah, he's back. I've just texted with him because, again, the 50-year-old frame. I mean, I've been trying to use rest as a weapon, and the coffee intake today, and thankfully, you haven't asked me about NCAA breaks, because I told Victoria before we came on, sadly, I couldn't name one player on any roster. And that's embarrassing.
It's fine.
But Mike is here and celebrated the life of his mother-in-law, his beautiful wife, Kristen's mom, in Buffalo yesterday. So it's going to be great to have him back.
You'll appreciate this. NC State will take on Oakland from your neck of the woods coming up tomorrow.
I know that for this reason, because I actually this morning, because I always procrastinate, I texted my tax guy and asked him what documents he needs with tax day coming up in under a month. And I know that he went to Kentucky, and I almost finished the email and said, go Kentucky. And then I said, whoa, check first and still alive in the tournament. Then I figured it out that they lost to Oakland. So thankfully, I did a little research before I pressed send on that email. Otherwise, that really, with my tax guy, would not have gone over well, because Oakland, I now know, beat them.
Yeah, they did. It was remarkable. Trip Tracy, speaking of remarkable, thank you very much for your time, man. I will talk to you. I'll see you Sunday.
Love you, AG, and if an early request, because a sure. week from this moment I'll be flying to Montreal, could I borrow that beautiful scarf,
yes.
Sharp and French, that you had last night in our hot stove before the game? It was a beauty.
I will bring it Sunday. You can take it with you. All right, man.
Have a great afternoon.
Take care. So it's like 70 degrees yesterday. If I could just finish painting this picture. It's 70 degrees yesterday, but I knew, because, you know, been doing this a long time, that if you dress for 70 degrees outside and then you go inside with that giant sheet of ice, sometimes it can be super freezing, and it always was. So, yeah, I wore the scarf pretty much all game because it was a little chilly.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.